Every day this week, we're checking in with Michael Farquhar, author of the new book, Bad Days in History, a gleefully grim chronicle of misfortune, mayhem, and misery for every day of the year, to get a brief glimpse at this week in history. The gleeful part comes from even looking at history, but it's often grim, as is your choice today, Michael. Tell us what happened May 5th, 1806.
It involves the Queen of Nepal, who had a very powerful position in the country. She was the regent for her son. She held prestige and power that most women did not, especially in that part of the world, have at the time. But then her husband died, and there was a disturbing tradition in Nepal and in India, where when the man died, his widow often joined him in death, and they did it by climbing on their funeral pyre. And the ritual was called sati. And as much power as the Queen of Nepal had had on the 5th of May, she was forced onto the pyre and burned alive with her dead husband.
Just terrible. And you remind us that this is not an ancient aberration.
As recently as 1987, a young woman named Roop Kanwar was burned alive with her dead husband. So it's an appalling thing. Gandhi remarked after one incident in 1931, one of these sati incidents, if the wife has to prove her loyalty and undivided devotion to her husband, so has the husband to prove his allegiance and devotion to his wife. Yet we have never heard of a husband mounting the funeral pyre of his deceased wife. It may therefore be taken for granted that the practice of the widow immolating herself at the death of the husband had its origins in superstitions, ignorance, and the blind egotism of man.
That's Michael Farquhar again, the book Bad Days in History. And Michael, we'll check in again with you tomorrow.
Great, Robin. I look forward to it.